أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. في قلوب مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم. بما لهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكسبون. صدق الله العظيم.
Disease, sickness, we give this terminology to which state? To that in the body. In the body, such a disease or sickness which spreads and it's not in control, that is the sickness. In other words, that you have a normality, a normal state. And if the normality is upset, equilibrium is upset, whether it's positive or negative, then the sickness is there. It is present in the body. This is a normal understanding, that when the sickness goes beyond the equilibrium normality, then you call it the sickness, the disease or unwell. And the definition of sickness is that something, a condition, or a state which goes out of control, which cannot be stopped, which cannot be cured, and then that terminology is given that there's a sickness, a disease. And as if you ignore that sickness, if you ignore that disease, it will continue, it will spread to this extent that it takes, the consequence can be total loss, destruction. So this is, you could say, the bodily, physical sicknesses, diseases. And the Quran says the same thing. Fi qulubihim maradun. This is the Quran saying. It's not me saying it, anyone. It's not the Hakim or the doctor who can be rejected. The Hakim or the physician or the doctor or the surgeon can be rejected. But nobody can reject Allah's statement. Allah says, Fi qulubihim maradun. Fazadahamullahu marada. Allah says that there is a disease. There is a disease. In their hearts, there's an internal disease. So this is the batin, the inner soul. There's a sickness which Allah Ta'ala said that disease in the heart, this is severe. Just like there's a sickness of the body, the bodily sickness. So the relationship of the inner sickness, the disease, is related to the heart. So you may say that the conditions or the definitions are the same, but it is an internal disease. So in the same way, the disease of the heart, the spiritual disease, if we look at that closely, if we look at it in detail to understand, if we don't look after that sickness or control it, then that is also a disease. It increases, it spreads, it gets worse. As it gets worse, just like the physical bodily sickness can take towards destruction, then the same way that the internal disease, the sickness of the heart, the consequences of this sickness is worse. The spiritual sickness or the sickness of the heart is worse than the bodily sickness. Just like if we don't look after the body, if we say that, or it's tuberculosis, or that there's a heart attack, or that the kidneys have failed, etc. These are physical sicknesses, just like coronavirus. And this is a fresh, you could say, sickness. Allah Ta'ala knows best, is this a sickness, etc. Anyway, we know that this is a sickness. It's in reality a sickness, and the bodily sickness. We know, we see it, it's spreading. In the same way, the sickness of the heart, the disease of the heart, the inner sickness, the spiritual sickness, which has a link with the heart, that is also the same way. If we look at the conditions like shirk and nifaq and other sins that lead to loss, and the same reason is present, that when the sickness comes to a person's body, physically, if he doesn't look after it, if he doesn't take care, that sickness spreads, it increases, it gets worse. Same way, likewise, with the heart. It needs to be looked after, needs to be protected. And as it increases, as it gets worse, the sickness of nifaq, it's a spiritual disease. inner disease, batini disease, and this will give loss to a person. So there are many physical sicknesses or illnesses or deficiencies. When an illness starts, then the doctor, when he analyzes, he looks into that person's state. He says, "Right, what's the symptoms? What are your symptoms? I've got these symptoms. Okay, looks like you've got this sickness. Well, I've got this symptom this time. I get more thirst. I've got stomach pain. I feel this pain. Okay, looks like you've got this sickness. These are the effects, the symptoms, the outward effects of the sickness." So they diagnose. In the same way, nifaq, the sickness of nifaq, Allah Ta'ala in the Quran explains the signs, the symptoms of nifaq, hypocrisy. And that's what the Quran is explaining in detail here. That we discussed the mu'min, those who have faith, those who don't have faith, and the munafiq. So Allah Ta'ala explains the disease or sickness of nifaq, how it arises, what's the effect. So a person, when he has this sickness, then the symptoms they show. So alhamdulillah, we have the knowledge that there are people who are listening today, who are following today, have understanding, people of good understanding, people of wisdom. They will appreciate that Allah has rewarded us with this knowledge, so we should understand it, we should analyze ourselves internally, we should do muhasaba, that is this symptom present inside me? Is this deficiency present inside me? Just like we say, coronavirus, what are the symptoms? There'll be a cough, a persistent cough, and there'll be a high fever. Ah, he's got coronavirus. In the same way that we have the signs. So if a person's got coronavirus, then the treatment starts. He's got a persistent cough, dry cough. He's got a high fever. This is unique to coronavirus. These are the symptoms, aren't they, that have been shared, or the other symptoms, for example, taste loss, etc. So Allah Ta'ala says that nifaq is the disease related to the hereafter, loss of the hereafter. What are the symptoms that you can see or feel so that a person knows if there's nifaq? Just like the sickness, when it arises, when it starts, it brews, it spreads, it gets worse. And so if we look at nifaq, the sickness of nifaq, then Allah says that the illumination of the heart, the quality of the heart, Allah Ta'ala has put a lot of status and potential into the heart, power to the heart. That nur, due to that nur, the light in the heart, the capacity of the heart, if the heart is protected, if it is strong, if a person's heart is protected, then the function of that nur, the function of that heart, the status of that heart, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His words, His ahkams, His orders, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ahkams, the heart happily absorbs them and accepts them. This is the sign of the heart of the mu'min. Now, if nifaq comes into a person, the first sign of nifaq, hypocrisy, is that individual, he will reject the ahkams, the orders of Allah. He will dislike, show dislike to Allah's ahkams. And then he will say, "I don't like it, I don't agree with it." Then he'll start to find hardship in practice. And then slowly, slowly, na'udhu billah, astaghfirullah. He will hate, dislike, not like Allah's orders. Then a worse disease. Then he ingrains that hatred into his heart. And that becomes a munafiq, that person. So this, the quality and the capacity of the heart, where nifaq started, the qualities of the heart, the nice qualities of the beauty and the light in the heart, it starts to diminish and change. So my brothers, when a person's heart, when he starts to feel these negativities and darkness, now that Allah's orders are in front of me, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sharia and Sunnah, my heart is rejecting Allah's order. Yes, so and Nabi's, the Prophet, the Holy Prophet says, Sunnah Sharia, it confirms Allah's orders, and this is how you have to do it. This is how you have to do it. And it confirms and mentions in detail. Now after that, in our hearts, for Allah's order and Rasulullah's commentary and practice on the order of Allah, if our heart then starts to feel dislike, distaste, and we become stubborn, and we become against, and then we go in opposition to Allah's instructions and Rasulullah's explanation for his practice. And then to justify this, then nifaq does another action, that it puts a veil over the reality. This is that the nifaq, it hides, it buries the reality of the deen in the heart, the reality of the practice of life. The nifaq, hypocrisy, buries this into the heart. So then it plays a game. That externally I seem fine to everyone, but in that my enemy, let me bury inside my heart. This is the reality of nifaq, hypocrisy, that then is shown. It is visible. It is apparent. When a person goes into deep nifaq, proper hypocrisy, the worst form of nifaq, then you will see that person's condition, that externally he will have the practice physically of deen, like a mu'min does externally, external amal, he'll be ahead of everybody, at the front of the race. But whenever Rasulullah, the Holy Prophet, the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's his sharia or sunnah, especially specifically his sunnah, when that's discussed, then the opposition comes out fast. Now, because he has protected his nifaq with his external deeds, he has hidden his nifaq, he does so many external deeds, there's no doubt about that person that he's good. So he takes protection and refuge in his practice. But his opposition, he does to the full force, to the full effect, by not accepting, by rejecting the deen of Allah. So verbally he accepts, but amalan he doesn't. So amalan, practically, he says, no, this is not the case, this is not necessary, we don't need to go into this, we don't need to go into these details, that's it, all we have to do, what we're doing is enough. It's enough, that's it. We don't need to go into these, he says, so-called minor matters. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regards to that person, Allah says, fi qulubihim maradun. Allah says, Allah ta'ala gives the hint that nifaq, when it comes into the heart, then Allah says, fi qulubihim maradun, fazadahumullahu marada. Allah says, the heart, in the heart is a disease, and that person is multiplying his disease, that as he continues to be in opposition to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he continues to reject and oppose and shun and disregard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sharia, then that disease, it takes a grip on that person's heart, it multiplies, it grows, and he has hatred in his heart for the deen, for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sharia, for his beautiful sunnah. Fazadahumullahu marada. Allahu Akbar. Allah says then that disease will multiply. The disease will multiply. Ultimately he becomes more staunch and arrogant and against the deen. Then Allah says, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Allah Ta'ala says this, that a painful doom is theirs. عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Painful consequences for that person. Then this condition, when a person gets to this state, his condition becomes such that ظاهري, he's practicing externally, his ظاهري amal, his worship, his prayers, he gets status and recognition in the world. Everything he does, he's recognized, he's pious, he's righteous, he's a worshipper, he's a good man, he spends in the way of Allah, he does this, he does that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is not the reality. The reality is that so much disease and sickness has spread in his heart, that not just adab for that person, punishment, but adabun aleem, a painful punishment. Allah ta'ala says, aleem. Painful will be the punishment doom. Nobody can go into more depth than this, that how painful will it be. But Allah Ta'ala has defined it as such. Because Allah's punishment, may Allah Ta'ala forgive. May Allah Ta'ala protect. Ajeeb, unique condition this is. And then Allah Ta'ala further has said, bima kanu yakdhibun. Allah says a painful doom is theirs. Adabun aleem is why? Because of bima kanu yakdhibun, they weren't deceivers and tricksters and playing games. Allah says bima kanu yakdhibun, that on top of being deceivers, they get another title, kadhib yakdhibun. They were kadhib, they were liars. Allah says a painful doom is theirs because they lie. How do they lie? How do they lie? They used to do takdhib yakdhibun. Yes, and who did they lie against? What did they lie about? Why do they get this title yakdhibun? It's obvious. It's obvious that when you see the external practice, their salah, their physical worship, and you see the recitation of the Quran, you see their life condition, their lifestyle. In other words, you know, these practices you'll see with people of all ranks and statuses, jahil, ignorant, alim, qari, this, that nifaq can be found in all grades and statuses of people. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala has given us the measurement tool for nifaq. Allah says, yakdhibun bima kanu yakdhibun. They are liars. And how are they liars? That if a person, for example, he has ilm, knowledge, he looks like a worshipper. And if someone says that, you're lying. You're lying. That he's lying. He's not a truthful qari. He's not an honest alim. Not honest sufi. Not an honest reciter of the Quran. Why? Why? What lie has he mentioned or uttered? Why has he lied? How? That in reality,
the ibadah, the worship, the practice, it is not that ibadah. It is not that practice. It is not the worship. So they are from the yikdibun. So we can't say that they have lied to Allah, that because he's reading Quran, he's praying salah. We can't say he's lying to Allah, because he's praying, he's worshipping, he's doing ibadah. So how can we say that he's doing takdeeb? So Allah Ta'ala said, but he is doing takdeeb. How is he lying? In the way that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they are lying against him, about him. Allah Ta'ala hasn't taken the responsibility upon himself, rather he's taken the responsibility of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that don't look at the external physical worship. Allah says that they think they're worshipping me, but they have no connection with me, with their iman, with their ibadah, with their ulum, with their knowledge, with their technical points. The value of their ulum, their ilm, their practice, their worship will be if they loved the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sunnah, if they accepted that, if they embraced that. Then their ibadat, worship, will become nur and light and benefit. But everything they're doing is takdeeb, it's a lie. Who are they lying against? The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because they're not practicing in accordance to Sharia and Sunnah. So their dahiri, external ibadah, is not accepted. Allah says, Allah rejects it. Allah says, they're liars. It's a lie, his salah. It's a lie, his worship. It's a lie. So what we realize is that insan, the human being, he is deceiving himself. Allah says, they deceive themselves. If I pray salah, if I pray salah, if I don't accept Sharia, if I don't accept the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I don't embrace that, and for me it's too hard and difficult, it's not necessary in this day and age, we say, oh, I don't have to practice this, that it's a you know, an obstacle in my path of progression and advancement. It's too difficult for me, we say, it's too difficult for me. It's an obstacle, it's a barrier, we say. The deen is a barrier. We make these excuses. So what we need to see is that those people have been defined as kathib, liars, because all external ibadat must be implemented in accordance with the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Sharia and Sunnah. And if it's not, then they do takdeeb on the Sharia and Sunnah of Rasulullah, and they're doing ibadah in that way, then their worshipping is a lie, their practice is a lie, their amal is a lie. Everything he's doing or saying, whoever's doing it or is saying, it's a lie. Because Allah has made one standard, one practice standard, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Sharia and Sunnah. As I explained to the hadith yesterday, Rasulullah said that everybody will go to paradise except for those who will refuse. And who refused? Those who rejected my path, who didn't adopt my path, those who didn't obey me, who didn't follow me. Those who didn't follow me, they have refused. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has defined this. So the truth is that all of the ibadat, the success criteria for all ibadat, is that they must be in accordance to the Sunnah and Sharia of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and not rejecting that or in opposition to that. So Allah said that they are liars if they don't do this. The munafiqs are liars if they don't do this. SubhanAllah. And another point that arises here is the kadhib, a liar, or nifaq, to be a hypocrite, to be a liar, and one is to be sinful. There's a difference here. Remember this, yes? So hypocrisy or lying, that's different to sinning, doing guna. Remember this point. Because people mix up, oh, maybe I'm this. What's a person who's got nifaq, who rejects that? And who is a sinner? If we take one person, alhamdulillah, he accepts Sharia, he does amal on the Sharia, he accepts the Sunnah, he practices on the Sunnah. He doesn't say that this is hard for me, difficult for me. He doesn't say that, oh, it's too hard for us to practice the Sunnah Sharia in this day and age. He doesn't say, where is it written? He doesn't say it's impossible. Oh, these are people who've made these things up. Oh, these hadith, oh, they're just a minor, we don't have to practice them. Nauzubillah. He doesn't say that. The sinful person. He accepts Sharia Sunnah and he practices on Sharia. He practices, he accepts, he embraces it wholeheartedly. But, and he becomes a mu'min. Anyone who does that is a mu'min. Now if he commits a sin, if that person commits a sin, if a person can commit a sin, this occurs, sins can be committed, he accepts and he practices and he stumbles and sins, then he won't become a munafiq, because he accepts Sharia, he's happy with Sharia, he practices it, he is happy with the Sunnah, he embraces the Sunnah. But as it happens with human beings, nafs and shaitan are with us human beings, so if he commits a deed which is against Sharia, against the Sunnah, it can happen. Of course it can happen. Why can this not happen? That if a person commits a deed which is against Sharia, it's a sin. If he does that, if a person does that, then does he become a munafiq, hypocrite? No, that's not the definition of hypocrite. No, he's sinful. He's sinful, but he's not a hypocrite. Yes? So if that person commits a sin
If a person commits a sin, a person who is happy with the sunnah, accepts the sunnah, embraces the sunnah, in other words, he's a mu'min, it's possible he commits a sin. Maybe he's done an action against the sharia, maybe he fell into the trap of shaitan as a human being, he fell into the lure of shaitan or nafs and he broke the sunnah, or he broke the sharia at that time. But after that he realized and he accepts that I made a mistake, and he accepts that definitely I made a mistake, I said something against the sunnah, I said something against the sharia. Or I did something, I accept, I regret, I have remorse and I do tawbah, I repent, subhanallah. Then that person is not a munafiq. He accepts his mistake that I've done something in sharia, I've done something against the sunnah, I've erred, I've made an error, I accept this error that I've made, I'm wrong. He has regret. So he hasn't done takdeeb. He's not a, from the yakdibun. He's not a kadhib. He doesn't have hypocrisy in his heart. He's accepted, he's committed a mistake, he's accepted the mistake. It happens, we're humans. After that though, he's done tawbah, repentance, and his reward is that the repentance elevates the rank of a person. Alhamdulillah, he commits a sin, immediately a person inside him, Allah Ta'ala spoke quality, that if you do tawbah, of course you'll commit the sins. After committing the sin, that sin takes you to a progression. He's done an action against sharia, he's done an action against the sunnah, he has the regret. He recognizes them wrong. After a while he says, Allah, I've made a mistake. Allah, I have made an error. For example, let's take the beard. By error, he cuts the beard by following the nafs and his desires. Then he realizes, oh, what have I done? Allah, what a mistake I've made. Why did I do this? And then he immediately in that state after sinning, he accepts and he has regret and shame. He feels shame. And then he does tawbah. And he repents. Then that person progresses. He advances. But there's another person. On the contrary. Another person. He says, it's not necessary. Where is it written I have to do this? Oh, these things are made up. Oh, leave this path. Oh, there's no need to do this practice. Etc. Everything goes. Do what you like. Everything goes. So he's doing takdeeb. Yes. Halal. Lawful. He is changing to haram. And he has certainty on haram, and he's arrogant and stuck on the haram way. Whoever, with regard, who doesn't just break the sunnah sharia, but he's staunch, arrogant. He's adamant that no, what I'm doing is fine, and he's stubborn, and he doesn't listen to the advice. Then he's a munafiq. So sinful person and munafiq, that's the difference. A sinful person, after sinning, he regrets, he asks for forgiveness, that I have broken the sharia, I have left the sunnah. But the munafiq says, oh, it doesn't make any difference, so what, it's not necessary to do this, we don't need to practice this. And he's arrogant and stubborn, and he doesn't accept sharia, doesn't accept sunnah, says it's fine, I don't need to do this. And the people who are adamant on this and who are staunchly stuck in their ways, you can say, and today their zahir, their external physical self, their words, their physical practice, their gatherings, if you look at their homes, today we have this scenario. Yes, they say we are ashik Allah and we are ashik Rasul, we are lovers of the Prophet, and in their lives, when they have no practice of the Sharia and Sunnah, they don't accept it. If you go to their homes, that what the Rasulullah Sharia and Sunnah says haram is haram, their houses are adorned with that. In the evening there is show and glamour in their homes, their children are walking around, and you'll see tasbihs, rosary beads, and they'll be joking against the Sharia and the Sunnah. Openly their amal, their deeds, their lifestyle will be in opposition to Nabi al-Kareem. Forget about amal, if you look at their style and their mannerism, you'll see that they joke against the deen. They'll laugh. Oh, these people, they'll laugh at the righteous people. Their life will be in opposition to the deen. Yes, they all have purchased tickets going on Hajj and going on Umrah. If you go to the homes, look at the families, and you'll see all of the things, the decor, the adornments in the house, all the things that have been, you can say, forbidden by Rasulullah, the Shunan Sunnah. If you look at the style of their weddings, their standing, sitting, and relationships, their evenings, their nights, all according to that style, those things that Rasulullah, Shunan Sunnah, has said is haram, forbidden, that becomes the part of their life. Yes, you'll see salah,
And in their lives, and when there's Quran, when there's an issue, they'll start to recite Surah Yasin, and on their head sometimes for a while they'll put the veil, sometimes they'll put the veil on top of a box or on top of their head, and they get a bit of shame. Allah says, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, just to deceive Allah. Now we open the Quran, we're reciting Surah Yasin, Allah will take our difficulties away. These are the people that says, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا, they'll make a bit of food and distribute to people, okay, there's a khatam of Surah Yasin today, and there's this khatam of the Quran today, and for example, if somebody today, for example, even if somebody goes to the gathering and does dua, they'll invite somebody to do the dua in the gathering. This is what somebody, is this not happening today in our society? Is this not visible? Allah says, فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. They laugh against Allah's Sharia, they laugh against the Sunnah, they are in opposition to my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their families, their lives, their children, standing, sitting, eating, drinking, in, out, everything. They say they are ashiks of Allah, lovers of Allah, lovers of Rasulullah. But this is, and they want to purchase the deen with their money. Their bit of money. Yes, yes, I'm going to Umrah. I'm taking the children. You know, like a holiday trip. They're booking the holiday trip to Umrah for the children. No, no, we'll go there. Children will play. We'll stay in big hotels. They'll reserve the rooms. They go on the holidays. They book the hotels. I'm going here. We're going there. And you know, we'll do Hajj and Umrah. The holidays will pass. This is open joke and mocking against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine. Yes, but at least read the Quran and understand what the Quran is saying day and night. How our mornings and nights pass, our fasting, our salah, our hajj, our Ramadan. How does our deen... Yes, in Ramadan, they sat there and it's like a holiday. You know a person like who's going on a package holiday, astaghfirullah. Yeah, I remember once I was... externally the people hafidh, just to show the people in the dunya, oh my child is hafidh, oh my son is an alim, he's a scholar, oh they externally have put him on a high pedestal, but their batin, the wretched batin with which they dislike and hate Rasulullah, Sharia and Sunnah, and they reject this criticism to suppress that, because Allah Ta'ala knows the reality. Allah Ta'ala knows what is going on. So one brother, I remember an individual, this event, how people are, I was sat, and a person, he came and he started to sit next to me. A very old incident this is, historical, in Masjid Nabawi, subhanallah. And so he introduced himself, he gave his card. And people used to come and visit and meet, introduce themselves. And he was a vice air marshal. He had a rank in the Air Force, an educated person, vice air marshal or deputy. So Zahiri... a person very happy seeing a person that he's religious, but it's full drama. So by chance, his son also came and he introduced his son. He put him forward and I saw him. He sat there. He was a young man, his son. And you know their tariqah, their method. This, Janab, he's done hifz of the Quran. He said to me, he's memorized the Quran. I was very happy, mashallah. He's done hifz of the Quran. That's very good. And... بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. Allah says that this is a lie. This hifz is done. This alim is a liar. He doesn't pray. Yes, he prays Salah, but his father saw him there. He's an alim. He's just graduated from the institute. Allah says, بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. Have you seen his Salah? Has he ever prayed his Salah properly? Have you seen it? Does he pray Salah 5 times a day in the masjid? Yes, does he have Sharia? No. Leave that. We can compromise. He's graduated. He's a scholar alim. He's graduated from life. He's free from life. Munafiq, look at the stories, events. So I said to him, out of love, I said this. I didn't give tabligh. Propagation with love, I saw him. He said, mashallah, he's young. I said, you've done hifz. Now you've come here, do dua on the road, the Mubarak. May Allah give you courage, determination. And your father, mashallah, he's saying that you pray Salah and he's saying good things. The way people say, I do this, I do that, I'm air marshal, I've graduated, I've got this status, and your son's a hafidh. I said, that's very nice, very happy that you've arrived to your destination. The Holy Prophet has invited you, you've come here, Allah's mercy is on you. So, how do I know that the nifaq, how dangerous is hypocrisy? So I said to him, by the way, you should go, father and son, alhamdulillah, there's no rush now. Go to the Rawda Mubarak, the holy grave, and say salam to the Holy Prophet and request the Rasul do dua so that we can do amal on your sunnah and we can correct our faces and our appearance can become correct. Oof! That's all I said. What was it I said? And their faces went red. They changed. He jumped. What are you saying? Is this it? Is this all you think? You've come from London. Your mindset. We didn't think you'd be like this. What lesson are you giving to my son? That you are fundamentalist. You are backward. Suddenly I was amazed. I was taken aback. Bima kanu yakdibun. The zahiri words, don't follow them. Don't go on zahiri knowledge. Don't go on the external knowledge, external words, on the external worship. Any person, if you want to test him, my brother Allah Ta'ala, my Mawla, has told us that there's a way to be saved. Bima kanu yakdibun. That look how much Sharia and Sunnah is in their lives. How much love do they have for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? How, when you want to see a love of Allah and His Rasul Sallam, then see that how many ahkams and orders of Rasul Sallam do they practice? Nabi Al Kareem Sallam Sunnah, the basis of his deen, the basis of success that the Sahaba followed. For example, the pumpkin, they call it pumpkin Sharif, Kaddu Sharif, was Rasulullah Sallam liked it. Yes, they used to eat it eagerly and they liked it. They would put away their likings, but they would replace it with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's likings. So when they were the noble companions, Sahaba Ikram, when they become lovers of Allah and lovers of Rasulullah, how did they become this? Due to Quran? Due to looking at the Kaaba? No, subhanallah, love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took them to this level that Allah says in the Quran, I'm happy with them and they are happy with me. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Subhanallah. The love of Rasulullah got to this point. Open love. Bilal, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, that he liked to take the intensity of the heat of the fire and the coals, or the coal, the hot burning coal, but he did not shun or disregard the love of Rasulullah. Yes, he never shunned or disregarded the sunnah of Rasulullah. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, such a great sahabi, companion, what a great ashik of Rasulullah sallam, lover, that when he would pass by the route where Rasulullah sallam would pass by historically, and once the Prophet's body, blessed body, touched that rock, that place, so Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar purposely, when he passed there, he purposely rubbed his body on there, and they say, why are you doing this? And he said, that Rasulullah sallam once passed by here, and his blessed body touched this wool, this portion, so how can I pass through this place, the Holy Prophet sallam, he did this, how can I leave this sunnah? So I also rub my body here the same way, my brothers. This is the deen. My brothers, this is life, this is common. That the ahkams, the orders, Allah says, that take what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving to you. Take. We reject that. We do takdeeb. Yeah, Allah says, yakdeeboon. We lie on this. Allah says, all your action is a lie. Your salah, hajj, your ilm, the knowledge, the Quran, the Qur'an. All of this is a lie. Every Muslim who says, illa aba, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, except those who refuse. Only those people will go to paradise whose salah, whose ilm, whose knowledge, whose Quran, whose dhikr, whose, whether if he's a Sufi or a pious person, a wali, etc. But his actions should be according to my Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, says Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Otherwise, what does the Quran say? Allahu Akbar. Who are these people? Bima yukhadi'un Allah. Allah says, these are those who try to deceive Allah. They are trying to deceive Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and those who believe. وَمَا يَخْضُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ, but in reality they're not deceiving Allah, nor are they deceiving the mu'mineen. Allah says, rather, وَمَا يَخْضُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ, rather they are deceiving themselves, their own nafs, their own selves. They're deceivers. They're trying to deceive Allah. They're deceiving the people of Iman. They are lying. All their actions are a lie, or deceit. So let's analyze. Most definitely, the Qur'an, its recitation is a great action. Hifz of Qur'an is a great action. Attaining ilm is a great action. But we need to see. We need to see. All of this, is this for fame? Is this for dunya? Or is this for showing? What is the basis, the measurement gauge for seeing that is our deen correct? That in our life, our mannerism, our lifestyle, what law have we adopted and embraced every footstep and breath when we make a decision? It should be in accordance to the Holy Prophet's Sharia and Sunnah. Is it like this? Yes or no? We have to ask ourselves. Two things I've explained to you. Two things. One is sinning and one is nifaq. Munafiq, hypocrite, is that person who becomes stubborn on this and he becomes arrogant. No, this is the way. How can I leave this practice of the world? I have to live my life. I have to advance. How can I follow this way? But sinful person is different, who asks Allah for forgiveness. Allah, I've made a mistake. I've done something against the Sharia. I should not have consumed riba, interest. I've made a mistake. Allah, I've consumed this. Allah, I've made a mistake. Allah, forgive me. If he's lied, he says, Allah, I lied. Allah, I've made a mistake. I seek forgiveness. I've broken Sharia. I've done zina, adultery. Allah, zina. I've committed adultery. My nafs, it forced me to this. But Allah, I've erred. Allah, accept. But the munafiq, he doesn't consider it as a sin. He doesn't accept. He'll never say, I've broken Sharia. He'll never say, I've gone. He'll stay. He'll firm on his hypocrisy. He'll give dalil, proof that he's right. And yes, I pray Salah. I go to the Kaaba. I've just done Hajj and come back. And people will be with him. Because he's Haji, and he was in front of Multazam, stuck to Multazam. But the Quran says, "Bima kanu yakdhibun." In their hearts, there's a disease of hypocrisy, nifaq. Why? Because these people are those who, with regards to my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't look at me. But with regards to my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sharia and Sunnah, they reject it. Shani, they will never accept it. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq ability that we can embrace and bring into our lives Rasulullah Sharin Sunnah, these words that we're discussing, just for this purpose, so that we can analyze ourselves, look ourselves in the mirror. We need to look inside ourselves and look at our practice versus the reality. The symptoms of nifaq, we're learning. What are the signs of nifaq? That just like now, I'll tell you a sign of knowing if there's nifaq. Right now we can measure. I'm giving you a measurement gauge, thermometer. Immediately you put the thermometer against you and you realize there's nifaq inside you or not. Yes, these words that we've discussed, all of this subject matter. Anyone, if this is pinching somebody, if somebody dislikes this, he says, oh, was this is too strict, Hazrat Sahib speaks too strict, it shouldn't be too extreme. Now, whoever feels the pinch of this, if he dislikes this, I swear by Allah, that is nifaq, hypocrisy. I swear by Allah, that person is a munafiq sitting down. These are the symptoms of nifaq, because the heart will never accept. This is why I'm reading the Quran. This is not personal liking with the Fadl Wallah. How can I speak my personal likings, personal opinion? I'll tell you hadith and Quran. I'll tell you the hadith that backs up the Quran, alhamdulillah. And the hadith will explain clearly. And if the hadith is reality. So if this pinches a person's heart, whoever is listening and it pinches them and it hurts them, say, no, leave, this is too strict, Hazrat Sahib's too extreme, fundamentalist. No, we have to live in the world. Should we leave this? Should we leave sood, riba? And we have to take these things out of the house. My daughter, if she doesn't go there, how can this be? My daughter, if she doesn't do this, how can this be? How will we survive? Whoever this pinches, whoever feels pain, there's a lie, not my words, but the Quran's words, then the measurement gauge, the ruler, the measurement instrument tells them, I swear by Allah, they have nifaq. This is nifaq. The Quran says this. Bima kanu yakdhibun, they're liars. And all their salah is a lie and their practice is a lie. And those who, the sinful people, in their hearts, they're absorbing these words and they're feeling shame. Oh Allah, I've made a mistake. I didn't know about this. Allah, I'm so grateful. And they're grateful to Allah. They're happy. Allah, it's so good I came to this gathering and I heard so many good things. I've realized the good things. And these things weren't in my ilm. I'm so grateful to Allah, I'll do tawbah. We'll try from today. We won't do these sins. After today, the beard is against the Sharia. And I'm staunch on this, arrogant. I say it's okay to cut it. And then, so we cut and we do the sin. And we say, why is parda, hijab necessary in this country? Or children have to live. Oh, for example, tawbah, no, it's too strict. But if a person says, no, I do tawbah, I repent, I'm committing a major sin. Allah Ta'ala has given a severe adab, punishment, adabun aleem. That painful doom, and such a painful one, Mufassirin have said, that how can a person accept this adab? Yes? As an extreme, massive, massive, gigantic, colossal punishment it is. Adabun aleem. So what I realize, that no, we were stubborn, we were stuck in our ways. And no, this is not right in my home, these wrong things, the evil things. They say, oh, how will I watch cricket? How will I hear this and watch this? They're fair enough. If you know it's haram and lawful, realize this is clear. Okay, I do tawbah. Repent. Congratulations to those people. They are not munafiqs, they were sinful. Today you do tawbah, and today you become the wali of Allah. So what a big difference between the sinful people and the hypocrites. I've given you the differentiation, isn't it? Today the Quran, we can realize straight away today. Those who criticize this, dislike this, is pinching the heart, they feel a bit of anger. What's this? It's too hard. You're telling me to leave this? How can you do this? This is unlawful. Then those people are munafiq. Those who are saying, I've made a mistake, they do the sins. They say, oh, no, I made a mistake. Allah Ta'ala has explained to us. We are shameful. We'll start today. We'll make effort to leave the sin. And inshallah, tomorrow, we say it goes. We'll try our hardest. And that, so that we should do something about this. We didn't know. Those people who feel like that in their hearts, that they are mu'mins, but they have committed sins. They're just sinful. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wahum. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد شفيع المسلمين دعوة ياسين الحليم المبين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد نبي الأمي وزوجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 يا الله تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے میرے مولا ہمارے گناہ معاف فرما دے یا اللہ تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے
Ya Allah, maut ki sakhtiyon se bacha, qabar ke azab se bacha. Ya Kareem, Ya Kareem. Aane wala waqt bahut sakht hai mere wala, sirf aur sirf teri rehmat hai. وہی ٹھکانا ہے جس سے ہم بچ سکتے ہیں میرے مولا, تو اپنا فضل اللہ دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہم سچی توبہ کرتے ہیں میرے مولا, یا اللہ ہمیں پکا مومن بنا دے, یا نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم طریقوں سے, آپ کی شریعت سے, آپ کی سنت سے میرے مولا عمل والی محبت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ نفاق ڈرامے نکال دے ہماری زندگیوں سے میرے مولا. یا کریم, یا کریم, دھوکہ اپنے آپ کو ہم دیتے ہیں میرے مولا. یا اللہ دھوکہ نہ تجھے کوئی دے سکتا ہے, نہ مومنین کو دے سکتا ہے میرے مولا, دھوکا تو ہم اپنے آپ کو دے رہے ہیں. آنکھ کھلے گی قبر میں تو پتہ لگ جائے گا. یا کریم, یا کریم, ہمیں عمل کرنے والا بنا. یا اللہ, نبی حسنت سے محبت کرنے والا. یہ زندگی کے چند دن ہیں میرے مولا, ہم جانتے ہیں گزر جائیں گے ہوا کی طرح. خوشک نصیب ہیں وہ عورت و مرد میرے مولا, جاؤ تیرے حضور میں ہاتھ اٹھا کر توبہ کر لیں, اپنی زندگی کو شریعت و سنت کے مطابق گزارنے کا وعدہ کر لیں میرے مولا. دنیا کی چند سختیاں میرے مولا ہم برداشت کر جائیں گے, چند دن ہیں میرے مولا, لیکن آخرت کے دن بہت برے ہیں. یا اللہ, نفس و شیطان کے چنگل سے نکال دے. دین وہی سچا دین ہے میرے مولا جو تیرے قرآن نے بتایا. یا کریم, اور وہ صرف نبی کریم کی سنت و شریعت والا ہے. اس سے جو چیز بھی ہمیں روکتی ہے ہمارا نفس ہے میرے مولا, کسی بھی سنت پہ ہمیں چلنے سے جو روکتی ہے ہمارا نفس و شیطان ہے جو ہمیں جہنم میں لے جانا چاہتے ہیں میرے مولا. تو نے تو کہہ دیا ایسا دین میں قبول ہی نہیں کروں گا جس میں نبی کی سنت کی مخالفت ہوگی. یا اللہ, تو ہمیں یہ سمجھ اور عقل نصیب فرما, ہمارے بچوں کو بچا. یا اللہ, ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما. یا اللہ, ہمارے بیمار, ایک خاتون نے دعا کے لیے کہا ہے کہ تیری دعا فرمائے میرے مولا. یا اللہ, اس کی مریض کے اس مرض کے لیے دعا فرمائے, اس کے لیے آسانی فرما دے میرے مولا, اس کے علاج میں اللہ پاک آسانی فرما دے. اس نے دعا کے لیے کہا ہے, یا غریب اس کے علاج میں آسانی فرما دے. ایسا کر کے اس کو پتا بھی نہ چلے میرے مولا, تو بڑا کرم کرنے والا ہے, رحم کرنے والا ہے, گناہوں کو بخشنے والا ہے. یا اللہ, مصیبت زدوں کی پکاروں کو سننے والا ہے. یا اللہ, بیماروں کو شفا دینے والا ہے. یا اللہ, جو مصیبت زدوں کی تکلیفوں کو, پریشانی میں تو ان کی چیخوں کو سننے والا ہے میرے مولا. یا کریم, تو کرم فرما, تو اس سے زیادہ نزدیک سننے والا کوئی بھی نہیں میرے مولا, تو اس سے زیادہ قریب ہمارے کوئی بھی نہیں میرے مولا. تو ہی ہمارا سب سے بڑا ہمدرد ہے میرے مولا, سب سے بڑا ہمدرد تو ہی ہے میرے مولا, سب سے زیادہ ہمدرد تو ہی ہے میرے مولا. یا اللہ, تو ہم پہ رحم فرما. یا اللہ, تو ہم پہ رحم فرما. صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینۃ فرشہ وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین.